I mean, you just don't, you don't bring it in the present. You purpose to put it there. But then secondly, in order to purpose something, it means you have to take a position. Position. Number two, position. Your position is to purpose that no matter what, good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, if it's been in my past and it's keeping me from my future, I'm going to forget about it. And that means every time it comes up, I knock it down. My position is I'm looking forward, not behind. My purpose is to forget those things that the enemy wants me to stay caught up in, not for my good, but to keep me from the good beyond this good that God has for me. And then the third thing about this is the forgetting is the process. I have to purpose to position myself to go through the process. Because don't think it's going to be easy. It is a process. Sometimes it's a painful process. Sometimes you have to deal with it several times in a day, a week, a month, a year. Sometimes it just seems like it wants to remain on the forefront of your consciousness. And so forgetting is a position you are taking. I'm not going to entertain anything that keeps me locked to my past. Now keep that in mind, because forgetting is a reason why it is in the continual mode of operation. Forgetting. And listen, it's important to recognize he makes clear all those things that are behind. Behind. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, no matter how great, grand, and spectacular those things were, they are behind you. Ever get to see some old men sit down and talk, and they start talking about, oh, when they were young men and when they played, you know, and don't watch football with them, and they happen to have played football and stuff. And they take you back 30, 40, 50 years of when they played football that didn't even look nothing like football today. And, you know, and all of that, man, all of the man, they get to performing and putting up, and then they out of breath when they get through performing it. I mean, they're the greatest players on the couch, and they could tell every player about what they didn't do and should have done. And I don't see no trophies, no NFL Super Bowl rings, and no accomplishments that they made, but they're living in their glory days that benefit them not. And so many of us are like that on many different fronts. But let's look at the varying views, because he's not just talking about one view when he says those things which are behind. He's talking about, in that view, a rear view. Rear view. Too many believers are driving forward, looking back. Too many of us are trying to get ahead, but they are stuck looking back in the past. The rear view doesn't help you. You've got to purpose, position, and process this thing out of your present. If you do that, then there's only one view next, and that's the preview of what's coming. You see, if you spend more time in the past, then you spend very little time thinking about what's coming. The Lord, everything righteous and right about looking ahead, is always before you and not behind you. You've had some terrible things to happen to you, but it's behind you. God brought you out of this. God brought you beyond this. Now your focus should be ahead and before and not behind, because the best is before you. And don't think that because some of the best things that you've experienced thus far are behind you. Listen, those things are just preparing you for the better things that are ahead of you. You've got to recognize that what God did once, he can do again. Stop crying, whining, worrying about the things that you don't have, you've lost, you've let go, that's walked away from you, etc. You've got to look at the fact that sometime God is cleaning your palate, and God is cleaning your storage, and God is getting you ready for the onslaught of the things that he's getting ready to bless you with. And so you should have a mindset of, I'm excited. Everything that could have cluttered and made difficult for been or is and was, listen, has played its role. Now you're looking for the next level and for the next stage of God operating in your life and through your life and for your life. And so your expectation should be one of faith, looking forward to the greater things that God has before you. Anything you give up for him, he's going to multiply for you in your future. Anything you give up for God, you sacrifice for God, you sow for God, he's going to bless you bountifully in your future. One of the reasons why we're not reaching forth is because we won't release what we got now. And if we won't release what we've got now, how can we receive what's on the way? We don't even set ourselves up for the expectation of the greater that God has for us, because we're still in that place holding on to that holds us back. So reaching forth unto those things which are before, beyond, ahead. See, one of the things that vision does for you is it gives you a preview of what can be or will be. And when you walk by faith, listen, you can begin speaking with your mouth what you see in the spirit. Because your preview is going to be in the spirit realm. See, one of the things that men don't recognize is that everything God spoke, he saw first. Everything he said, let there be, is because he saw it in the spirit realm first. See, we need to get believers to start speaking things of faith that are yet attainable, that are ahead of us, that are beyond us, that is where God wants us to be, beyond where we are right now. Stop settling for where you are, for what you're in, for what you have. You ain't got to be jealous of nobody, envious of nobody. You've got the same privilege to be able to get what they've got and more if you utilize everything God has given to you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
And keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, this is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. You know, my friends, seeing is believing in many a cases, but that faith that we have in our hearts and our minds is where God has brought us from the beginning. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've been suffering or going through natural or unnatural situations. Some right now, my friends, are wondering why they're still going through. Some are so impatient that they are waiting for Pizza Hut to come around the corner to try to get a blessing. Some, my friends, are not willing to try to turn situations around, but they're saying to themselves they still need help. And are waiting, my friends, until the next day. If you're having trouble, friends, if there's a situation around you, my friends, you know that book of Genesis to Revelations is real. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. Whether you have a sickness in your body, my friends, whether you have problems with those around you, those enemies that are throwing stones or tail bearing or throwing that stumbling block in front of you, don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, and especially you that are in need, not to give up, friends. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way. Some of my friends are dealing with unnatural situations and hoodoo and voodoo that others put around them. We've dealt with that before in the past. Some right now have spirits around them and they're telling themselves, oh, dear Heavenly Father, what can I do to rid this from my life? Right now, I know some of you right now want that husband or that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend.